Hello, everyone. Hope you're... Okay. We got it.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. This is Kate.
And this is Carly.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yay. We're back.
We're back. This is our first time back in the studio since when was
I think it was definitely before December 17th.
Yeah.
It was maybe I think it was December 14th maybe. So 12th, I think.
It's been a minute, but yeah. We're really glad to be back.
Yes.
We were having a little technical difficulties before we started our show.
Yeah,
but
for some reason.
Yeah, so that song was from Rivendell, but it's still a very lovely song.
But that was not in our playlist,
that was
just
not
to clarify. Not that we need to clarify,
but
yeah. Yes.
So we're going to try. The next song is How to Rent a Room by the Silver Jews.
Yeah.
Which I really love. I love the first line of the song that you guys will hear in a second. Yeah. If this works, cross our fingers.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love Stephen Malkmus. We just had a conversation about like Pavement and Silver Jews. Mm-hmm. And I think the crossover there is fun and both bands are great. So yeah, we'll get right to it.
Yes. Okay.
Still here below the chandelier where they always used to read us our rights. I wanna wander through the night as a figure in the distance, even to my own eye. Have you ever rented a room? Have you even ever rented? Anchor let you see the river move, but now that your evil dreams came true, there on your face a row of teeth will come to replace. I know you laughed when I left, but you really only hurt yourself. You see your curtains moving. I'm betting against you again, 'cause I'm a man who has a wife, who has a mother, who married one but she loved another. You're a tower without bells, you're a negative wishing well. Should've checked the stable door for the name of the sire and dam. Always at the dog track with your brother and all your friends. Chalk lines around my body like the shoreline of a lake. Your laughter made me nervous. It made your body shake too hard. Now there's a lot of things that I'm gonna. You're running for the door in the rain. Read the metro section, read the metro section, read the metro section, see my name. Though I didn't really wanna die, I only wanted to die in your eyes. Grant me one last wish, life should mean a lot less. Life should mean a lot less than this.
There's something so funny about a sick body and the things that Back from South Dakota, and my skin is covered in bed bug. But it was nice playing Christmas songs out there, then flying back home to my love. And it's nice not having to go to airports anymore this December. I'm now living my summer long dream, this dream of winter. Wintertime is melancholic and sometimes gets me overthinking, especially this one is I'm a month away from being 50. And oh, how the time has flown. And oh, how the trees have grown. And how nice it is to be back home. I hope these days pass slowly. Oh, how this new bedding you got me feels so cozy. Oh, how the cold makes your cheeks so rosy. Oh, how my belly's gotten doughy. Got nothing on my schedule so far next year. And that's the first in a long time, as far as I can remember. Looked out the window and in the yard is a big old deer. Ain't nothing like the scenery and the smell of the nature out here. And the chimney's pumping smoke up under the chilly sky. And the downtown Christmas decorations make me wanna cry. When you're young, it takes forever Christmas to come around. Then when you're older, it comes around the corner faster than a greyhound. I hope December passes slowly. In this moment I feel so lucky to be with you, putting lights on the Christmas tree. And the old hardwood floors, they shine like honey. And Segovia playing Bach is magic in the living room. And my dad is 83 years old, and I'm gonna see him soon. I'm gonna see him soon. In this moment, yeah, I feel so lucky.
I feel so lucky
to have a girl in my life who's so nice to me. So pretty. If I die tomorrow, point me, take no pity. Got a beautiful house in the country and a nice apartment in the city. I've been everywhere from China to Iowa City. Oh, in this moment, I couldn't feel more at ease. Your cat, she's so snuggly and fluffy. But when you went to work this morning, her and I slept in until 3:30. And she woke me up when she jumped out of the bed and her feet hit the floor. And I'm more grateful for this Christmas that's approaching than any Christmas ever before.
Okay, hello, lovely listeners. That was A Dream of Winter by Sun Kil Moon and Jesu. I think this album, I don't know who Jesu is. I'm so sorry. But I think they do the instrumental, and Sun Kil Moon is like lyrics and...
That's really beautiful.
And singing, because I know that's Mark Kozelek's voice. But this is probably my like favorite song over this winter break. I was just talking to Kate about it before the show, and it's just like a really beautiful song about aging. There's a couple lines about getting older and just like being content in your life as it is, and as you grow and things changing, and finding contentment in mm-hmm. those changes. And it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful. Yeah. So it was very nice.
It's such like a beautiful winter song. I mean, obviously. I know.
No,
but like...
It's on the nose about being about winter, but exactly. I love winter, and I think songs that are like winter songs, I'm doing quotes, are kind of hard to find. If feel like people will make summery songs or like fall vibes.
That's true.
But winter just feels like a hard thing to pin down. So when I find something that really feels wintery to me, it's very special because it's one of my favorite seasons.
And we have another wintry, snowy song.
I know. And it's, again, you know, it's referencing snow. So maybe that's why we think of it as winter. But I think it's very wintry, like all the way through.
I do too.
And that is Kate. I'll let Kate introduce it.
Okay. I'm being put on the spot right now.
Just say, but no, I meant just say the name of the song.
Oh, okay, okay. It's Angel in the Snow by Elliot Smith. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And this is one of Carly's favorite albums.
Yeah, I love. This is a beautiful intro to the album. Like, it's an opener, so it's a great track opener.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're gonna go right into it.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
every week, some of your peers at Tufts go to prisons in Massachusetts. They are working with incarcerated students through the PD Green program, helping those behind bars achieve their educational goals. Incarceration rates in the United States remain abnormally high compared to the rest of the world, with significant disparities subjecting Black and Latino men to disproportionate punishment, according to the NAACP. Education in prison is a crucial restorative practice to advance lives in a meaningful way and has been proven to improve outcomes of those involved. With the PD Green program, a national nonprofit organization, you can apply for a semester-long tutoring placement to give support to, share knowledge with, and learn from incarcerated students.
Oh. Is there more?
Yeah, just the last two lines.
To apply for a placement or learn more, go to pdgreen.org, spelled PETEYGREENE.org, and click Become a Volunteer to get started. This has been a public service announcement from PD Green Program and your friends at WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm probably going to join PD Green.
Ow.
Sorry, in sophomore year. Yeah, that's my goal.
Great organization at Tufts.
When you were saying that, I also didn't, like, you said N double, or no, you
I'm
said
sorry,
N-A.
I just, I don't.
No.
How
I'm
do people say it?
I've always said it NAACP. But now that I'm thinking about that, why would you say that? Like, I think that's how most people say it.
Oh.
But no, I'm not correcting you. I'm saying, like, I've never thought about that because it's actually longer to say NAACP than NAACP.
That's
like, it's not a shorten it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next song is Never Ever by the Orwells. And I was just telling Kate, I haven't listened to this song in a long time. I kind of just, like, put it on here because I think, I know I love this song, like, or I did a while ago. And I've been going through all my old playlists, so I've been feeling a little like, oh, I gotta listen to my old music.
A little nostalgic.
So, like, I don't remember exactly how this song goes, but I remember liking it. So we're going to see how it is. If it's really bad, don't hate me. But I really have enjoyed it in the past. And then, yeah. And then we have A Reminder by Radiohead coming up.
Yeah, which Carly, I didn't know. I have never listened
like,
to
it's
it.
The so. It's from the deluxe edition of OK Computer, but it was released with... As, like, a bunch... All the deluxe edition songs were released as singles with songs from the album. So...
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're very good, might I add.
They are.
So I'm sure it'll be great.
Yeah. Okay, but, so yes. We are going to get right into this next song. I guess we'll all see how it is.
This fear of aging. Close my eyes and all the colors on the leaves already bled in the vapors of the slumber. The moon has shone up her enormous glowing bloom. All your sticks and earth are sown up. Everybody's gone to sleep. Everybody's gone to sleep. Everybody's gone to sleep. Don't know where you are.
Thank you. cause the world is round, it turns me on. Because the world is
Hello. That was Because by Elliott Smith. I'm going to go, and that was Henry by Soccer Mommy, Reuse the Cells by Cardsy Headrest, and Everybody's Gone to Sleep by Sparkle Horse, and the other ones we talked about before. But, Kate, do you want to talk about the Sparkle Horse song, if you have anything to say?
Not too much. I recently discovered it. I really like it. I like the line in it. It's like, as the winter's razors blow. Like, I forget the full line, but mm-hmm. I think that's a cool line, and I really like, it's really, like, soft, the, like, Everybody's Gone to Sleep. Like, I don't know, it's just,
no,
like,
I really liked it's it really, upon like, first listen.
I don't know a good word to describe it, but you don't even know the feeling. It doesn't need words.
That's what I was
going
to say. I think trying to describe music with words is sometimes futile.
Yes, I agree. But yeah, not too much to say. Yeah. You want to talk about...
Yeah,
your songs?
I had to take out one that was a good transition, so it kind of was crazy in there, but...
I think it sounded good.
It was great, but I guess I'll do the Elliott Smith. I just love that. It's a beautiful cover.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. His voice sounds so good.
So good. It's like to die for. And yeah, let's do our sign out really fast.
Okay, well, thank you guys for listening.
This is Carly.
And Kate.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And before we go, we have something special to say before this last song.
Mm-hmm. In memory of David Lynch, and also the fact that it's his birthday today.
I think his 79th.
It would have been his 79th birthday today. We're playing a song from Twin Peaks Season 2 soundtrack that he composed with Angelo Badalamenti. We were talking about this song earlier, how we both really like it, but it's like, this. If you've seen the show, it's a little bit like...
It's strange. It's mm-hmm. a strange song, and me and my dad have like shared in that for a long time. It's strange, but it's special, and that's not to take away from its beauty. So we've just, I think, have both appreciated David Lynch and his, like, art throughout our lives.
Yes.
So, you know, it was important for us to do something, even so small as just playing one of his songs.
Yes. So he's such an influential
artist
to, like, in so many ways, and I don't know. His passing was really, like, it sat in my heart for a bit. Yeah. So we're playing this song in memory.
Here is When Kate Is Ready, Just You by Angelo Badalamenti and David Lynch. Are you ready to?
Yes.
Thank you.